This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Lehman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewey bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewey, back-to-back trays. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Warren.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
and a pleasant good evening to all of you from scorersbroadcast.com. Merry Christmas, and in a few weeks, Happy New Year. It doesn't feel like it outside. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. I mowed my lawn today, Chuck. Speaking of lawn, a lot of green.
Looks like Christmas in here tonight, red and green.
Yep, sure does. A lot of green across the way, red down below. And Rockets host the Houston Wildcats in Shelby County Athletic League boys action here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We expect the opening tip to come up in about 20 minutes or so, running clock in our JV game. Anna way ahead of Houston in our preliminary tilt. By way of record, Houston 2-3 on the year, 1-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League under second-year head coach Caleb Fletterjohn. Houston won its first two, beating Fairlawn 51-45 and Mississinewa Valley 32-28, and has since dropped games to Minster 65-31 and Sonia 62-43 and Rushi on Tuesday night by a final tally of 71-31. 13th year for Anna head coach Nate Barhorst. And his Rockets are 2-0, beating the Knoxville 53-48 in Fairlawn on Tuesday this week by a final score of 59-38. Anna last year, 7-16 overall, 4-8 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Chuck, Houston wants badly to break the jinx. Anna has beaten the Wildcats 18 straight times, going all the way back to 2013-14. When John Willoughby's 15-9 Wildcats, who were 9-3 in the SCAL, beat Anna twice, 75-71 in OT, and 50-48, 18 consecutive wins by Anna over Houston. I think in the next few to several years, that'll probably change.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Houston. I haven't seen them in 4 years. When I first started, Houston was one of the teams in the league. Yep. They went all the way to the state my very first year of calling games. And the John Willoughby years, you know, Coach Fletterjohn, I'm looking to see what he does. You know, you said he had a really good conversation with him. I'm looking to see how they look tonight against Houston.
Short conversations upcoming in several minutes with second-year head coach Caleb Fletterjohn of Houston and 13th-year head man Nate Carhorst at Anna. We'll return with more from here at Anna High School. Anna Rockets entertain the Houston Wildcats boys action tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Slide into the holidays with sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders Family Pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25. 5A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SECURCON. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. Anna takes on Houston tonight. Rockets coached by Nate Barhorst, who Chuck way back in 16 through 21, a six-year span, 120 victories, 20 per season. Hard times of sorts last couple years. It's cyclical. Anna rebuilding. I think the Rockets will be the biggest surprise in the Shelby County Athletic League this year. But it's a team that under head coach Nate Barhorst has set goals in the past and more often than not has met them.
Yeah.
Really like coach Nate Barhorst.
He's one of my favorites. And, you know, I mean, you can just see a team that's coached. Sometimes they don't have the talent. Sometimes you don't get the wins. But you can tell a team that's trying to do the right things. His team is always well coached.
Nate played for Matt Meyer back in the day, and he was a goal setter. Caleb Fletterjohn, head coach at Houston, second year. He's a Salina High School graduate. He has been the boys' head junior varsity assistant varsity coach at Goshen, and prior to that was the 7th and 8th grade coach for 7 years. He's a 2010 Wilmington College grad who then went on and got his master's degree at Findlay. And I tell you what, he provided Houston
with one heck of an application, Chuck, that included program philosophy, the defensive and offensive identity, development for the youth program at Houston, 7th through 8th grade, program development at Houston, coaching roles and objectives, player references from former young men he's coached, an example practice plan, and I tell you what, Houston is pleased to have him. He started work on this year's basketball season at Houston in mid-March last year.
That's what you got to do. And I coached with Dave Zeller. He's in the Hall of Fame. And he had the same thing. We always had a coaches meeting of junior high and high school. We wanted everything to be, you know, the warm-ups to be the same. We wanted you to do the same things out there. And it looks like he's got the same situation. That is how you build a program.
Yep, Caleb is a certified sports performance coach. He's up against Nate Barhorst, head man at Annie here tonight. We talked to Nate earlier this week. He said we've got to have more scoring balance.
Right now, our starting five is still a work in progress. You know, we want to get some balance inside and out. As of right now, tomorrow night, we're probably going to roll with a little bit bigger lineup, try to establish an inside presence with guys like Evan Myers, Mason Carey, Trey Heitkamp, Brady Winnie, and Alex Shappy. But that doesn't mean that's going to be, you know, set in stone by any means. As we get together every year, we tell the boys, you know, roles could be changing. You know, we're still trying to develop our chemistry, trying to gel together. And, we're getting there. There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, the last, you know, several practices have been good for us. We didn't get off to the greatest of starts. Still got a win against Knoxville, who I think is a very improved program this year. And, we didn't get very good balance that game. And, I would say we had 4 or 6 points maybe total in the paint. If we can get a little bit more established inside, it's going to help out our guards, you know, free them up and get better quality shots. Defensively, we fouled a lot, and we need to be able to move our feet, keep the hands back, and play more fundamental basketball. You can tell maybe a little bit of that's from football yet, still trying to get our basketball legs. But, I like the potential this group has. Just got to put all the pieces together, and right now we're working on it. We got to get, you know, a little bit more balance with scoring. We only have two guys in double digits, and then it dropped off big time. So we're looking for some other guys to step up in that those categories.
Rockets head coach Nate Barhorst, his club beaten in Knoxville by 5, Fairlawn by 21. Mason Carey and Trey Heitkamp led in scoring against the Knoxville with 16 and 20 respectively. And against Fairlawn, Heitkamp had 15, Carey had 12, and also 11 in that game from Evan Myers. Caleb Flutterjohn, head coach for the Houston Wildcats. We've got a conversation next with Coach Flutterjohn. We talked to him in the Houston gym midweek about his club's progress so far, and he gave us a sneak preview of his starting five.
As of right now, will be Skyler Bowman, Ethan Krieger, Anthony Pollock, Rusty Bonhoeffel, and Jeff List. They have been our starting five for the most part through the early part of the season. Luke Krim is typically the first guy off the bench. He's had a really good game on Saturday night. We had a disappointing outcome, but he played really well. I think he went for 15, and I think he had 4 threes off the top of my head. I think he was actually 4 for 6 on Saturday night from 3. Then we got a couple guards coming off the bench that we're still trying to figure out kind of what each one can do, and who's it's kind of a competition for our second guard off the bench for minutes as far as where we see each one fitting in at. And then you'll see Joseph Moeller come in and sub as one of our bigs. We have some athletic guys that we feel like we can get up and down the court a little bit better this year as far as just organization. It's a lot of guys second year in the program, so they know what to what we expect, and then, you know, it's one more year that they have kind of our scheme and actions and movements kind of under their belt. Defensively, we'll kind of change things up a little bit throughout the game, depending on the flow of it and who our opponent is, if we need to kind of keep them off balance as far as coming down and running a half-court set each time, maybe throwing a few different zone looks and stuff like that. We've had some success early in games with our pressure, some traps and pressure situations, but we still have a lot of work to do. Still developing, still trying to get better, still improving our basic fundamental skills while trying to improve our basketball awareness and the understanding of the game.
Caleb Flutterjohn, head coach of Houston. He's talking a good game, and he is building this program the right way. Leading scorer in the opening game victory by Houston over Fairlawn was Jeff List. He pumped in 14 against the Jets. In game two, a four-point triumph over Mississinewa Valley. Leading scorer was Skyler Bowman with 8 off the bench. Bowman also had 10 in the next contest, a loss to Minster. In the setback to Ansonia, Ethan Krieger scored 20. He's a 5'9 senior guard. Off the bench, Luke Krim, a 6-foot sophomore guard, had 14. List added 11. Krieger had 10 points, by the way, in the Tuesday setback to the Rushi Raiders. We'll return with more in just a few minutes. It's Houston on the road here at Anna Boys High School Basketball tonight on scorersbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We don't get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And welcome back to Anna after that extended three-game break here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Good crowd on hand tonight. It's Little Rocket Cheer Night at Anna High School. We've had some special young ladies participating in the Little Rockets cheerleading evening. 84 Little Rockets from kindergarten through fifth grade are participating here tonight. They practiced all week with Anna High School and middle school cheerleaders, and we're very excited to join them here tonight at the Anna Gym. Kindergarten, first, and second graders performed at the half of the JV game, and third, fourth, and fifth graders perform at the half of the upcoming varsity tilt. Well, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for certain. Houston, on the road, having lost 18 straight to Anna, needs a good start somehow, some way. The Rockets need to build confidence. Anna wants better scoring. It's a team that has some experience back from last year. And it is counting on the likes of Trey Heitkamp and Mason Carey to get the job done. As Coach Barhorst mentioned a few minutes ago, he needs a third score with regularity. Key building components for these two teams tonight, Anna and Houston. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rucci can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all of the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Well, as we said 15 minutes ago, it is very Christmassy here at the Anna Gym. Rocket fans adorned in green, Wildcats fans adorned in red, and it's quite a scene on Little Rocket Cheer Night. Anna Rockets 2-0, Houston Wildcats 2-3. We'll have more from the Anna Gym in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor. We would not be online today covering high school sports for you had it not been for LaCal Equipment. They have sustained sponsorship, founding sponsor in 2006, on the air still today. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment, which asks us to highlight academic success and success on the court or on the field of play. And we do that at boys' games with a couple cheerleaders. For Anna, it's Addie Wanamaker, senior cheerleader, 3.75 GPA, daughter of Matt and Tisha, has held a part-time job for the better part of a year, loves the study of math, and has a younger brother, a freshman, Kale, attending Anna, undecided about her college choice or college major. For Houston, senior cheerleader Alicia Crawford, daughter of Joni and Steve, 4-point GPA. Track, get this, 800, 4x8, mile run, 4x4. Plays the flute, or did play the flute in the band through 10th grade. Very active at the Piqua Green Street Methodist Church in the daycare facility there, 7th grade through 11th. She ran cross country to study at Bowling Green or Wright State and pursue a career in elementary or pre-K education. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
playing the national anthem up next, then we'll have starting lineups in the opening tip. Anna here at home against Houston tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Welcome back to the Anna Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Starting lineups being introduced for the visiting Houston Wildcats in a road red, white numbers, and Houston in white across the chest. Ethan Krieger at guard, a 5'9 senior. He is joined out front by Ashton Bowman, a 5'9" freshman. Anthony Pollock on the front line, a 6'3 junior. Rusty Vandenhoevel, a 6'4 senior, along the front. Jeff List, a 6'6 junior in the middle. Head coach, second year man, Caleb Flutterjohn. It is a young club for Houston.
does have a couple of seniors to anchor the starting five. It's got good size. It's a team that will develop and progress throughout the year. And it's an outfit that could be mighty tough to handle come the month of February. For the Anna Rockets, opening five is as follows. Evan Myers, 6'2 junior to wing. Mason Carey, 6'1 senior at a forward. Trey Heitkamp at a guard, a 6'2 senior. Brady Winning along the front line, 6'4 and a sophomore. Alex Chappie, the football quarterback, a 6'3" junior, rounds out the opening five for Anna. Nate Barhorst, the head coach, and as I mentioned about 15 minutes ago, Chuck, I think Anna will be my surprise team in the SCAL this year.
Well, Mason Carey is a heck of a basketball player, and Trey Heitkamp is a heck of an athlete, going to have to become one of their scorers, and you're right. You need that third one. You need somebody to get you 8 to 10, get you some rebounds, and that's where that, if they're going to make the turn this year, that's what they're going to have to do, that third person.
And that's what Coach Barhorst talked about in our pregame conversation. Opening tip to start the game is batted out of bounds, way down to the left, and a white shirt got a piece of it. And in the home, white from top to bottom, green numerals, and green rockets across the chest. Austin Wildcats, the road red. Here's an entry pass from the right corner down inside, intended on the play for Jeff List. The throw is wide. Bounce pass went out of bounds.
Okay, the tip was tipped and then out of bounds, straight out of bounds. Is that a turnover? Would that have been a turnover for Anna?
I doubt it.
He didn't have a possession, so I'm not going to mark it.
Nope. 20 seconds gone here in the opening period. Anna attacking to our right. Both teams with pretty good size. This is a game between two Division IV high school clubs. Neither one would you classify as small. Here's a foul line jumper by Anna. No good. Rebound down to Houston. Opening 45 seconds of play. Wildcats dribbling far left side of the floor. Von den Heuvel deflected out of bounds by Trey Heitkamp of the Rockets. Festive evening here at Anna. So much red and green throughout the bleachers. Good crowd. I'd say the gymnasium here probably 85% full on Little Rocket Cheer Night. Houston goes down inside. There's a high pass intended on the play for Von den Heuvel. And Anna bothered him a little bit. Pass goes out of bounds. Touch last by the visiting team.
Cheerleader made a nice play on the end line there.
No score. We played a minute. Opening quarter. Here's Anna with the ball. Forecourt right. Mason Carey, top of the circle. To Trey Heitkamp. In the middle, Alex Chappie. Good shot fake. Goes up strong. Hammered on the arm. And he's awarded two free ones. We are on the air tomorrow with two games for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. 1:45 or so airtime. Fort Loramie girls, Minster girls in Auglaize County at Minster High School. And then tomorrow night at a quarter till 7, Minster boys on the road at Rushu. Should be a very good game as well. First free throw by Chappie is good. Second shot a little long, hit the back rim, landed on the front rim and came off. Rebound snared by the Wildcats. Skylar Bowman has checked in, brings it down. Bowman in off the bench, 6'1 junior. Elbow, right wing, it's Von den Heuvel. Straight away it goes to Skylar Bowman. Little dipsy do in the lane, twirling shot, hit the backboard rim, caromed off. Anna with a long pass down the floor, leaking out, Mason Carey, and he's got the lay-in. Good alert play, what an assist, about a 40-foot pass. Houston forecourt left, Pollock in the corner. Anna leads it by a score of 3-0, a bucket and a free throw. Hand off to Krieger, Krieger available, mid-range jump shot, lifted the rim and came off. Rebound by Anna. Exploding up into the forecourt comes the Rockets' Mason Carey, 25 feet away to Chappie. Shake and bake move, top of the circle by a Rocket player. It is pumped up and missed by Myers. And Houston's got the board. We're stuck at 3-0. We played 2.5 minutes opening quarter. in the post. It's List. Little half-hook shot from 8 feet. Danced all around the rim and came off. Anna snatches the rebound. Carey, forecourt right. Picked up by Anthony Pollock. Outside the arc, it goes to Myers. Myers checks with Jacob Feroz, who's in now. Hand off straight away to Heitkamp. Sizes up the three. Left it short. No good. Ricocheted off the rim. Quickly forecourt right. Krieger for Houston. He explodes into the lane and drew a two-shot foul against Anna.
The block from behind. He must have got a little body.
3-0 Anna. 5:01 left to go first quarter. At the foul stripe, Ethan Krieger for the Wildcats. 5'9 senior.
Well, Jacob Feroz is the one that threw the really nice outlet pass to Carey for that layup. I didn't know how to say his name. I didn't want to mess it up. After I heard you say it, that's who threw the pass.
Free throw is good by Krieger. 3-1, Anna. Feroz, spelled F-E-R-O-Z-E. We'll see him off the bench. Potentially a starter over the course of the campaign for Anna. Each foul shot good for Houston. Krieger popped them both in dead center. 3-2, Anna. Ball walked to the timeline by Mason Carey. Carey met straight away by Skyler Bowman. Here's Evan Myers, 25 feet away. Oh, he's got a lane to the rim. Takes it to the cup, banks it. It is in and out. No good. Tough break. Rebounded by the Wildcats. Here's Skyler Bowman down the floor. He enters the paint from the right flank. That lipped the rim and came out. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Wildcats. Houston, tough luck shooting so far. 3-2, Anna, 4:41 to go. First quarter, slow start to this game. Carey over the timeline. Right side pass to Feroz. Baseline right to Brady Winning. Fadeaway 12-footer hit the rim. Favorable hop off the rim. Glanced off the backboard and fell through. Shot was a bit heavy, but he got the nice ricochet. 5-2, Anna. We played nearly 4 minutes opening quarter. Houston down in the right corner, dribbling into trouble. There's Reagan Steiner, 5'7 junior guard, and he coughed it up out of bounds. Coaches Barhorst and Flutter John up barking out instructions. Open player, right wing, Trey Heitkamp for Anna. He sets and shoots a long one. First pass in the half court. Missed it. Strong. Rebound Houston. Deep left corner, Anthony Pollock. Oh, he's got a lane to the basket. Carved out space along the baseline and attracted a two-shot foul near the rim. Like the way Houston is going right at the hoop with the ball, Chuck.
Well, you're right. I mean, they're shooting in a little hard luck right now. They've had three or four on the rim that fell off.
Couple of foul shots. Houston, the first one by Pollock. Short, didn't look comfortable on that one. Rusty Vandenhoevel back in for Luke Krim. Houston, if it wants to, can go 6-1, 6-3, 6-1, 6-4, 6-6. Second shot by Pollock in the air. Too hard. Rebound right corner lift. Tries to save it off an Anna player. Can't do it. Out of bounds to the Rockets.
Well, I tell you what, Pollock, after watching him shoot two free throws, doesn't use his legs at all. It's all arm, and that's why it was flat, and that's why he missed them both.
Yep, he will sharpen up that foul shot style for sure over the course of the campaign. Mason Carey at Evan Myers for Anna. Deep left corner, Derek Madden's checked in now, 6'3 senior. 3:38 to go here in the first. High right to Brady Winning. Ball thrown into the lane area to Trey Heitkamp. Little post-up move. Good. 8-foot turnaround.
I like that. He missed two threes, so he went inside, shot the little short one, and now he's got some confidence.
7-2, Anna. 3:19 to go here in the first quarter. Houston on the arc at Steiner. Steiner, a 5'7 junior, rotates it near side to Luke Krim. Straight away, Ethan Krieger. Krieger picked up by Myers. They clear out for Krieger. Down the left side of the lane, overshoots. Tipped by List, no good. Almost went in. Strong rebound by Mason Carey. And he's hammered on the arm in backcourt. Team fouls, two on Anna, two on Houston. When you get to five in each period, the other club shoots two free throws. No more 1-1 on the seventh foul. Under three to go here in the first period. Anna 7, Houston 2. Evan Myers whips the pass down to the lane area. It's handled by Zach Osborne. Then he loses it. Dribbled off his foot. Here comes Houston the other way. Scoop shot in the lane by Luke Krim. Danced around the rim. Came off. List right in front. Misses the five-footer. It's a bit strong. And Anna's got the board. A lid on it for the Wildcats, who have good looks. Just cannot get the ball to fall through. 2.5 to go. First quarter. Anna possession. Mason Carey on the arc. Gives it up to Brady Winning. Now to Myers. Here's Heitkamp. They try to clear out for Kyle Edelman, is in now, 6'1 junior. Trying the long three ball is Mason Carey. And it hit the back of the rim, went way up in the air over the backboard. Houston will bring it down. Trailing 7-2, nearly 6 minutes played here in the first quarter. Token pressure backcourt applied by Anna. Ethan Krieger walks it up against Mason Carey. Quickly played opening stanza. Foul line, back to the basket, handled there by Vandenhoevel. Deep left corner, Pollock. Outside the arc of the left, Vandenhoevel at 6'4". Spin move, goes to the elbow. Flips on the arc to Skyler Bowman. Bowman in the lane, hits a driver coming in from the right corner. Oh, nice assist, a finish by Pollock. Well done by Houston. 7-4, Anna, 1:42 left, opening period. Evan Myers, right side of the floor, gave it up, got it back. Deep right corner, Trey Heitkamp skips it, head of the key to Winning. Left corner to a teammate who's in trouble in the lane. Oh, flips it behind him to the trailer. Brady Winning, who lays it in, up and over the front edge of the rim.
Heck of a pass by Carey that time.
Super assist by Carey of Anna. 9-4, 5-point lead Rockets. 1:10 to go here in the first period. Here's a long three, line drive jumper by Krim. It's right through the bottom of the net. Krim has shown so far this year he can be a proficient three-point shooter for Houston. The three ball by Krim slices Anna's lead to 9-7. 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's Anna on the perimeter. It's Carey. Dumps it down inside on the play for Kyle Edelman. He's wrapped up and fouled. It's common. Anna will throw in right of the rim. 49.7 to go opening period. Both head coaches trying to find the best combination. A lot of substituting going on here in the first quarter. Inbounding Anna, deep right corner, handled by Edelman. Oh, he slices through the lane, hop, skip, and a jump shot blocked away by Houston. Recovery by Myers, knocked loose by Houston. Myers gets it back. Six-footer short, rebound pinballed all around. Saved by Houston in the right corner and backcourt. Here come the Wildcats. Up ahead to Keith Holman, who's checked in now. Not my mistake, Anthony Pollock. Wrong team. Outside the arc on the left, it's Krim. Long fadeaway three, barely caught iron and went out of bounds. 10 for Anna is Holman. 10 for Houston is Anthony Pollock. Anna with possession. Rockets will play for one. 13 seconds to go, first quarter. No, they don't. Driving reverse layup by Jacob DeRose is short, no good. Fallaway rebound in the lane. Missed on the play by Edelman. Stuck back up and in by Heitkamp. A second before the first quarter closes. Long three by Houston. Caught the edge of the rim. Bowman let it fly. First quarter closes. Anna 11, Houston 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
Anna up a four after one. The Wise Bridge play of that first quarter was a good-looking long three ball by Luke Krim of Houston. That was the Wise Bridge play of the opening period. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge. Wise Bridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wise Bridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
With Anna up 11-7, we begin the second quarter. Hard drive to the rim to Trey Eichamp. He was fouled over the shoulder. Free throw not close. He's at the stripe with two. On the floor, Mason Carey with Eichamp for Anna. Kyle Edelman out there in addition. Second free throw way short. Long rebound, though, to Anna. Carey on the arc, drives, lays it up, no good. Stick back missed by Edelman. Rebound is poked out of bounds by Anna. Everybody coming up all thumbs so far.
I think the rim's a regulation circumference.
11-7, Anna up four. Both teams have missed a half a dozen from the foul line on in. Very makeable shots. 7:28 to go here in the first half. Houston down four with the ball. 30 feet away, it's Skylar Bowman. Picked up on the arc by Jacob Ferroz. Bowman on the bounce. Gets a high screen from List. Ball thrown right corner to Trey Heitkamp. And I should say thrown into the right corner to Luke Krim. And it's knocked by Heitkamp off the leg of Krim. And it goes out of bounds to the Rockets. Played a minute, second quarter. Nobody scored. 11-7. Anna over Houston. Straight away, top of the circle. Jacob Ferroz for Anna. On the arc to Mason Carey. He looks into the post. No one home. Outside the arc on the right to Edelman. Swings it straight away to Trey Heitkamp. Right corner Ferroz. Pass into the paint area to Edelman. Ripped away from him. Nice steal by List of Houston. Here come the Wildcats down the floor. Deep left corner. Three by Krim. Too hard. No good. Hit the back flange. Long rebound, Anna. Here's Edelman racing down the floor. Gives to Derek Madden. Ball skipped cross-court to Ferroz. He chucks up a three. Swish! He's got it. Jacob Ferroz, 5'10 junior off the bench.
Well, that was nice form right there. He held his form. Good shot.
14-7, Anna in the lead. 6:15 to go, second quarter. Houston baseline left. Here's a drive by Krim. Good play. Took it to the iron. Short. No good. Anna with the rebound. Long throw down to Edelman. It is too far. He can't save it.
I will say this about the officials. They're letting them play.
Yes, well done by the men in stripes here in game number two tonight. Junior varsity tilt went to Anna, running clock. 2 minutes played here in the second quarter of a varsity game. 14-7, Anna in the lead. Ethan Krieger, 30 feet away, picks up his dribble, checked tightly by Carey. Ball thrown top of the circle to Bowman. Bowman hangs on, picked up by Evan Myers. Bowman on the bounce, goes to List straight away. Ball flipped right corner to Connor Branscombe is in now, 5'9 senior. Another skip pass, this side of the floor, too high, out of bounds, into the scorer's table. Anna will bring it down the floor. Time out on the court. Houston, 5:37 left till halftime. 14-7 Anna on scores, broadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank, four convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank, committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Anna 14, Houston 7, low scoring tilt, 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Evan Myers jacks up a triple for Anna, short, no good, strong rebound by Houston. Danked off the glass by Pollock. In backcourt to Skylar Bowman, up ahead Ethan Krieger, who's picked up by Jacob Perros. Krieger falls to the floor, tries to get a pass away to List. It's broken up and stolen by Anna. Down the floor, Derek Madden hits a cutter in the lane. Ball thrown back out on the arc to Mason Carey. Fallaway shot, straddling the three-point line, is a beauty. Nice shot by Carey. Anna up 9, 16-7. Houston with the basketball near midcourt. Head coach Caleb Flutterjohn barking out instructions. Ball tipped away by Anna, goes into backcourt. Anna recovers. It's Branscombe inside the list. Here's the double team to Krieger on the arc. Bombs away. Yes, sir. Good looking jumper by Ethan Krieger. Ian Krim have each nailed a long three ball for Houston, which is down 6. 3:58 to go here in the first half. Top of the circle, Alex Shappy for Anna. Hits Evan Myers, flashing through the lane. Straight away, Shappy lets it fly. Off the back brace. Rebound knocked out by Houston. Houston Wildcats not shooting a real good percentage, Chuck, but hanging around through a quarter and a half.
Well, they've hit a couple of threes, and the only trail by 6 because Anna's struggling to score also.
Yep. Here is Carey inbounding below the basket on top to Heitkamp. Near side pass goes to Mason Carey, 30 feet away. Myers cuts. He doesn't receive the pass, though. Here's Brady Winning, 25 feet out. Now to Kyle Edelman. Anna works the ball around on top. Winning, Heitkamp posting up. Winning back to the basket. Off balance, 7-footer. He fell to the floor. Shot was shy of the mark. Houston came away with it. Down the floor to Pollock. To the trailer List. Baseline right to a teammate. Ball given to Pollock, who cuts in, lays it up short. Rebound touched by a red jersey, and it goes out of bounds to Anna. 16-10, we've hit a brick wall in terms of scoring here in the second quarter.
At least I'm not having any trouble keeping up.
No need for a calculator so far tonight. Timeout called. Anna up 6. 3 minutes to go till halftime on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks to Francis Manufacturing and Rushi. New underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Francis Manufacturing, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, so proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. 2:20 left, second quarter. Each team misses a shot. Houston to her right, Anna to her left. There is a lid on it tonight. 26 points accumulated total by the two clubs in 14 minutes of scoreboard playing time. Neither team can find the range. Anna's got the ball inside the arc, right wing. It's handled there by Mason Carey. Goes to the arc, right back into Brady Winning. He goes up, misses it. Good effort by him to draw the two-shot foul.
Well, Houston came out in a zone after the timeout and kind of threw Anna off their game. Now they're back to the man-to-man. I like switching up defenses like that.
Free throw by Winning is good. Anna 17, Houston 10. Young coach Caleb Flutterjohn said he would do that as needed. Man-to-man zone, a little trapping, pressure every now and then. First foul shot good by Anna. Second shot by Winning is also perfect. 18 to 10. Anna's biggest lead, 8 points. Minute 51 to go, first half. Dribble drive into the lane. Houston. Ball taken toward the cup. Ethan Krieger flips it on the arc to a teammate, Luke Prim. Prim bounces toward midcourt, intended for Bowman, and it goes over and back. Anna possession.
Well, I'm sorry, but that is that he's going to get the turnover, but Bowman never came and gave him the option to throw him the ball, so he had no choice but to try to get it to him and roll it out. You got to go get the ball.
Yep, you've got to meet him part of the way, that's for sure. Go attack the basketball, shield off the defender behind you. Didn't do it, and a possession after the mistake. Baseline drive of the Rockets. Good head fake to Trey Heitkamp. And he goes up a second time. Anna's all over him and commits the two-shot foul. Heitkamp a chance here to balloon the Anna lead to 10. It's 18 to 10 Rockets. 1:32 to go, first half. 1-2-3 dribbles by Trey. Foul shot, front rim, backboard. It's good. 19-10 Anna, which substitutes Jacob Feroz on the floor for Mason Carey. Second shot coming for Trey Heitkamp. Dips the knees. Swish. He's got it. 20-10 Anna. Houston needs a surge here late in the second quarter to get this down to single digits at halftime. Here's Ethan Krieger up the right side, picked up by Feroz. Krieger, a lot of dribbling, still bounces it. Oh, he stumbles a little bit, and he walks. Clear-cut travel. A little too much bouncing the ball on the hardwood.
Well, they're not really running a very good offense right now. I mean, and they almost have to put the pressure on to try to get some steals and get some defensive scores.
Anna has been man-to-man so far, pretty much.
All man-to-man.
Yep. 107 to go here in the first half. Here's a long three by Mason Carey. Goes airborne, I should say. Missed it badly. Rebound stuck up and in by Alex Schappe.
No, that was Heitkamp.
I'm sorry. Yep. Heitkamp was right in front of Schappe. Heitkamp got it before Schappe could reach it. It was going to be a basket for one or the other, and Anna's lead is 22-10. We've got a scattered floor. Houston's in the half court, and the Wildcats throw it away. Anna pretty tenacious the last few trips down. Wildcats simply can't get into the offensive flow. Half minute remaining, second quarter. Evan Myers deep in the right corner, being hounded. Gives it up to Shappy. Now Farrows on the left side. 24 seconds to go, first half. Baseline left to Shappy. Back to the basket against List. Oh, nice up and under move. Good for two. He ducked below the shoulder of List. Didn't travel. Good drop step. Field goal, Shappy. Well done. 8 seconds left in the first half. Defensive foul, Myers. Midcourt for Anna, the first against the Rockets in the second quarter. That was a good foul. 7.5 remaining in the first half. 24-10, Anna. Rockets' biggest lead. Houston hasn't scored in over 3.5 minutes. Far side of the floor. Ball will be inbounded by Vandenhuvel. He pitches in on the play to Bowman. Bowman, with 5 seconds to go in the quarter, starts a drive in the deep right corner, tries to angle toward the baseline. Anna defends, gets there late. Foul, Zach Osborne of the Rockets, not in position. Houston ball, right of the basket. Just under 5 to play in the first half. Anna up 14. Wildcats find an open player. Deep left corner, it's Pollock. He jettisons up a three, around, and good! And that beats the buzzer. Wildcats get a long trifecta. 3 of them tonight from behind the arc for the visiting team, which is down to Anna, 24-13 here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face, and we still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
It is halftime here at Anna. Rockets lead the Wildcats of Houston 24-13 at the intermission break. Thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas to all of you from scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The third of three threes by Houston was netted right before the halftime ended. Long three ball by the Rockets, Anthony Pollock. That was our Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Stipple Construction in Botkins, which is building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. It is the preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck?
Well, Anna has a 14-11 rebounding advantage. More importantly, 6-1 on the offensive boards. Houston turned the ball 9 times. The Rockets turned it 4. Free throw shooting for the Wildcats, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Anna, 5 of 8 individual scoring. They got 5 points from Ethan Krieger. They got 5 from Pollock, and then they got 3 from Luke Grimm. Only 3 players have scored for him. Big one by Pollock, like you said, at the end of the second quarter to cut this thing back to 11 instead of 14. For Anna on the other side, Trey Heitkamp led the Rockets with 8. They got 6 from Wenning, 4 from Carey, 3 from Chappie, and 3 from Ferroz. They scored 11 and 13, that's 24. Houston scored 7 and 6, that's 13. And that's your score at the half.
All adds up to a 24-13 tally. Anna over Houston after two quarters. Our halftime brought to you by Stipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Welcome back here to Anna High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. About 20 seconds before our third quarter start, Anna in the lead 24-13. Houston needs to rein in a few more threes, Chuck, to hang around and make this thing snug entering the fourth period.
I thought they did a decent job. I mean, they turned the ball 9 times, but that's not a huge amount because they really, you know, their forward play really struggles a little bit at times. They need to get inside. They got nothing out, at least in the first half.
Nope.
6'6", junior, I think he only got a couple of shots off. So they need to get a little something out of him in the second half.
Yep, I'd agree.
Yep.
You got to get Jeff List going. 6'6", tallest man on the floor, is the Houston post player, just a junior. Houston's got the ball starting the third quarter. It's Skylar Bowman on top. Feeds a three-point shooter outside the arc left flank. It's Krieger. Oh, it circled the rim 3 times, spun like a top, and came off. Houston shooting in bad luck here tonight. Anna's got the ball forecourt to her left. Up 11. Biggest margin, 14. Brady winning top of the circle. Hand off Devin Myers. Now Jacob throws. Here's Shappy into the post area. Back to the basket. Winning. Oh, what a move. Spun to his left. Flipped it in off the window. Woo! Nice shot. Well done for Brady Winning. 6'4 soft for Anna.
Yeah, I like him.
Yes, he's going to be a standout performer for 3 years. Houston attacks. A quick long three from the right corner. Skipped off the rim by Krieger. Rebound Anna. Rockets bring it down the floor in a hurry. Heitkamp to Myers. Fakes right. Goes left. And he dribbled the ball off his shoe. Nope. The Wildcat's foot instead. Anna will throw it in. We played a minute in the third. 26-13. Anna holds on to a 13-point cushion
I was looking to make sure Mason carries on the bench. It's kind of surprising he didn't get the start. I don't think he has foul trouble.
Here's Farrows lobbing into the paint to Myers. Myers spins, goes up to shoot. Oh, he's tipped on the wrist. Wildcats defenders look at the official like, we thought we got all ball on that one. But
that's when I used to ask the official. So he wore his leather wrist today because that's what it sounded like, leather.
Myers at the free throw line for Anna with a pair. He flexes those knees and buries the shot. Anna 27, Houston 13. Free throw number two here for Evan Myers, 6'2 junior. Well, both clubs have good overall size. In fact, Anna's roster for the varsity includes one man under 6 feet tall, Jacob Farrows at 5'10. And Houston goes 6'6, 6'4, 6'3. Both free throws good by Myers. Houston comes down the floor, enters the lane area. Another short range shot goes in and out. Myers attacks for Anna. Dips into the lane, banked it, missed it, no good. Strong rebound, Alex Chappie in the corner. He goes baseline. Wraps a pass around on the arc to Farrows. Shot good from three-point territory by Jacob Farrows. 18-point lead. Anna Farrows on a steal in backcourt. Handoff on the play to the driving Heitkamp. In for two more. Anna on a surge. 20-point deficit facing Houston. 6:15 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Yep, here we go. Houston possession. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Oh, a bad pass. A steal. Evan Myers takes it away for Anna. Sprints 60 feet to the rim and lays it through. 35-13 now. Anna in the lead to 22. Rockets exploding from an 11-point halftime lead to go up to 22. Here's a long triple. Yes, sir. Rusty Vandenhoevel sinks it. 6'4 senior, is that the fourth different player for Houston to score from behind the arc?
Yes, it is.
How about that? Here's Farrows taking a cross-court pass for Anna, and he lights it up from behind the arc. Jacob Farrows,
his third three.
Well, you can see why Coach Nate Barhorst likes him off the bench, one of the first couple to see duty as a sub for Anna. He's got fine accuracy from three-point land. 38-16, Anna in the lead. Here is Houston outside the lane on the right. It's Rusty Vandenhoevel. He goes underneath an Anna arm. Might have taken steps. Whistle blows. Anna possession.
Yeah, he got that third step in. He lost his balance a little bit. He did get it up towards the rim, but I think he traveled first.
Good call. A walk before any contact. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 38-16. Anna leads up to 22. Deep left corner, Evan Myers goes baseline on the play to Brady Wenning on the arc to Farrows. Now to Myers, right back to Wenning baseline. Powers it up from 3 feet away. Shot altered by List. It's short. Rebounding foul against Anna.
I'll tell you what, I'm liking this 6'4 sophomore Wenning. I think he's going to be a ball player.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you look at this Anna roster, and Mason Carey is a senior. Trey Heitkamp is a senior. Derek Madden is a senior.
everybody else juniors. Wenning is the soft on that varsity roster. And with a lot of depth, it's a rocket team, Chuck, which if it shoots, give me 35% from behind the arc over the course of the season, and everything else improves like it should, I think Anna's going to be mighty strong in that D3 tournament. Turnover, Houston. Quick triple outside the arc on the left, but for Rose, no good. Hit the rim short. He tracked down the rebound, but stepped out of bounds. Anna 39, Houston 16, 4:28 to go, third quarter. Both teams with a lot of players seeing action. Caleb Letterjohn for Houston, substituting frequently, as is Nate Barhorst, head man for the Anna Rockets. High right with the ball, Bowman. Bowman in the lane to List. He arches up an 8-footer. It is off the flange. Wouldn't go down. Rebound, Anna. Lid on it for the Wildcats. Houston shot better from behind the arc than Houston has below the free throw line.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Here's for Rose. Wow. He cans another one for Anna. Unbelievable accuracy from long range. Jacob for Rose. Pops home one more three. 41-16 in favor of Anna. Houston dribbles into trouble and has the ball stolen. Here's Myers dancing through the top of the key. Ball knocked away. Feroz picks it up. He's undercut on the play by Vandenhoevel.
Well, you cannot fault the effort of Anna. Boy, that ball's on the floor. They're on the floor.
Yep. 3:39 left to go here in the third. 41-16, Anna inbounding the ball. Evan Myers for the Rockets. Whips it to Feroz in the left corner. Nobody finds him, and he finds the net. Another trifecta. Who's guarding Feroz? Jacob Feroz for Anna. Pours in one more three ball. And the student section loves it across the way for the home team. Timeout called. 3:35 to go in the third. Anna up 28 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We've been doing business now for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Cutaway is your family stylist. That's right. Mom, dad, adult children, kids, all at home at Cutaway Styling Salon. Your neighborhood family stylist will style your hair, make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Other stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Turnover, Houston, and a possession to her left, and the lead has swollen to 44-16. And Anna follows up with a miscue. Wildcats get the ball back on the mistake. Deep right corner, it's Krim, who sends it out to Steiner, who's on the floor now, 5'7 junior guard. Here's List, who tries to skip it cross-court to Steiner. He drives in the lane, lost it. List picked it up, point-blank range, shot short, no good. Rebound, Anna. Ball cradled in the armpit by Myers. Oh, what a great move. Up and in.
I like that kid, too. He's starting to really impress me. Only a junior.
Yeah. Tell you what, when Anna gets a chance to motor a little bit up and down the floor, the Rockets can really roll. Long, high-arching three by Ethan Krieger of Houston. Dances on the rim. No. Rebound over the back. Wildcats. 46-16, Anna. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Anna's got depth, some size. We've seen the three-point shooting from Feroz. I know others can knock him down as well, including Heitkamp. It's a club with some experience. Late start due to football, yep. So Anna's only going to get better pretty quickly.
I'm looking forward to seeing them with Botkin, seeing them in Jackson Center.
Rushi next Friday night.
Is that here?
The Rockets go on the road to the Raiders. That's a game under consideration for scores broadcast. Anna throws it in and out. Myers tries a three, short. Rebound midcourt, knocked out by Houston. 1:53 to go, third quarter. 46-16 in favor of Anna. Substitution for the Rockets. Re-entering is Kyle Adelman. Ball pitched into backcourt to Mason Carey, who's back out there now for Anna. He started. 6'1 senior Carey. Fakes right, goes left between circles. Deals Adelman at the elbow on the right, on top to Shappy. Left side pass, Mason Carey. Carey on the bounce, picked up by Pollock of Houston. Ball entered to Shappy in the lane, puts it on the deck, drives toward the backboard, and scores off the window, and he's fouled.
That was very strong because he was holding, getting held by his shoulder.
Well done by Alex Shappy, quarterback of the football team. Good post move in the lane. Got the ball right below the SCAL, which is a few feet below the foul stripe, and is back to the basket, and then made a good twirling move. Kissed one in off the window and was fouled. Free throw too hard. We've got a whistle. Maybe somebody in the lane too soon for Houston. Yep. Oops. Anna shoots another. 48-16 Anna. 1:30 left to go in the third quarter. Shappy toes the stripe again. A shot here at a three-point play. The old-fashioned way. And he makes good on it. As he flips that one in after getting a reprieve. Houston in the paint too soon on the first shot. Here is a long three by Houston. Quick key pumped up there by Von den Heuvel. No good, too hard. Rebound down to Anna. Quickly up the floor come the Rockets. Sprinting into the lane, Carey. Shot knocked away from behind. Loose ball picked up by Anna's Carey. He drives and scores, and he's fouled by Houston. Rockets are really feeling it here in the second half.
Well, that should be taking us to a running clock now. It's 35 points, right?
Yep, exactly. At the free throw line, Carey for Anna. Although,
it's going up.
There we go. It's starting. It's kicked in. Scorer's table recognized it. Foul shot by Carey in the air, front rim, window, and good. Back-to-back three-point plays. The old-fashioned way by Shappy and Carey for Anna, which leads 52-16. Here is Ethan Krieger driving left side of the lane for Houston. Flips left corner. Ball thrown on the arc to Krim. Krim 12 feet away, back to the basket. Good defense by Anna. Ball dealt to Joseph Moeller, 6'1 soft, who's in now. He's at the elbow. Goes near side to Krim. Krim fadeaway shot from 15 feet, short. Rebound to Anna. Shappy bolts up the floor. No one picks him up. He takes it all the way to the rack. Count it, plus one. He was given that last stride. Some officials might have said, no, don't give him the hoop, but this referee crew says, yep, a little bit of continuing action. Goal by Shappy, two straight. Nice pivots in the lane area. That one a drive. He started from 20 feet away. Free throw. Skips off the rim. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter as the running clock closes out the action. 54-16 Anna after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
But the Anna Rockets pulled away big time in the third quarter. Chuck, hit me with the numbers.
30-3 was the score there in the third quarter.
Ouch.
And Houston has 1 2-pointer for the game. They've hit 1, 2, 3, 4 threes.
And it's 54-16 in favor of Anna. 7:48 to go, fourth quarter, continuous clock. Wildcats have possession. Krieger straight away goes left side to Luke Prim. Hands off behind him to Vandenhoevel. Foul stripe, doesn't shoot. Flips on the arc to Krieger. Krieger working hard against Zach Osborne. Then a bad pass and a steal by Anna. Good play by Carey. Carey flips it down the floor to a teammate. Edelman takes it to the cup, fouled from behind. He'll get two at the stripe. Continuous clock continues to move down near the seven-minute mark. Almost a minute played that fast here in the fourth quarter. At the line for Anna getting a pair is Kyle Edelman. 6'1 junior connects. 55-16 in favor of Anna, which led at the halftime break 24-13, only up 11. 31-3 Anna in the last 9 minutes plus. Next shot by Edelman. Got it again. 56-16 Anna. Houston brings it up. Krieger midcourt. Krieger straight away on the bounce. Picked up by Osborne. Ball deflected. Timeline. Tracked down on the play by Connor Branscombe. Down inside to List. List fall away. 8-footer partially blocked. Wasn't fouled. On the rebound, good position by Shapley over the back against Houston.
Yeah, this is just this got away from Houston. They were struggling to score, but they were playing pretty good defense. And boy, all of a sudden, it's just turned into the Anna Rockets show.
I tell you, Rockets are taking off the shoulder pads, and they are starting to feel the basketball touch now, and get the hardwood legs beneath them. A lot of depth. All over the floor, good average size. We've seen a flair for three-point shooting, especially from Ferroz. And it's a team that's flooded with athletes throughout the roster. Here's a drive by Houston. Shot banked up and in. Well done by Ethan Krieger, 5'9 senior. He slipped inside and caromed one off the glass. Hit the window perfectly and it swished right through off the backboard. 56-18, Anna make it 58-18. Little soft jumper outside the lane, low post right by Edelman. He's got it.
That was a nice shot right there.
40-point lead. Good play by Edelman, who steps in front of the Houston receiver and steals. Feeds a teammate, elbow left, it's Osborne, jumper off the flange. Rebound intercepted by List of Houston. 4:53 to go in the fourth, running clock. Houston's Krieger to midcourt. Fakes left, goes right down the lane. Not a walk. Fed it to Krim. Krim down inside to List. List fall away 7-footer. Hit the rim twice, came off, but he was tagged on the arm. Tough shooting night for List. Boy, he's had a bundle of short-range shots hang on the rim and just fall off.
Liss shooting two free throws here for his effort. And he swishes it to make it 58-19. That's his first point of the evening. I could see on a night when this Houston team got some inside play from Pollock at 6'3", Von den Heuvel at 6'4", and List at 6'6", along with a few outside shots. And they've made four threes tonight, so we know Houston can pitch them in from long range on a night when they get some post activity going. Houston could be troublesome.
They ran into a buzzsaw tonight. Anna's playing very, very well.
Both foul shots by List are good. Anna comes down. Houston knocks it out of bounds. All the way down to 3:41 to go in the fourth quarter. 58-20, Anna. Yeah, Anna's second half has been splendid. Here is Anna throwing in baseline left. It's Edelman. Throws top of the circle to Madden. There's a long three-point shot by number 10, Keith Holman, 6-foot junior. It hit the back rim, went way up in the air. Did it do
a support? It hit the support right in the middle and went through the net.
How about that?
That was harder than swishing it.
Hit the back iron, glanced off the post. It runs vertically from the bottom of the backboard up to the ceiling. Hit the post several feet above the glass and then plummeted 8 or 9 more feet right down through the net, but it was out of bounds. 2:51 to go, continuous clock. Winding seconds down. Good drive by Houston's Ethan Krieger as he slid along the left baseline. Tightrope, it got to the rim. Two-shot foul for him. 58-22, Anna.
I like him. He's got game. He's just out there just playing hard.
Oh, yeah. Krieger sinks the free throw.
He's got 10 now.
Was that a made field goal before the foul shot? Jumped?
Yes.
Yes. I missed that. Let's give Krieger all the credit. Good basket and a foul shot as well. Oh, what a nice play by Anna. Countering is Derek Madden as he slid along the right baseline and banked one down. And a timeout is called. 2:14 left to go in the game. 60-23, Anna over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, a beautiful run out basket by Zach Osborne of Anna. Houston attacks at the other end and is guilty of an offensive foul. Under a minute and a half to go here in the game, 62-23. Anna in the lead over Houston. It's been a brilliant third and fourth quarter stretch for the home team here tonight, the Anna Rockets. Back to the basket in the lane. It's Edelman turning and hitting. Or was that Brady winning 14?
It was winning, yep.
It was winning. It wasn't 24. Winning with a good-looking pivot shot, 64-23 in favor of Anna. Here is Reagan Steiner at the foul line for Houston. Tries to thread the needle on a pass down low, and it missed the mark and goes out of bounds. 46 ticks remaining here in the fourth. Anna dribbling out seconds at midcourt. It's Holman on the bounce. Head coach Nathan Barhorst says, don't run much on offense on this trip. Last half minute, continuous clock. Anna's going to win it by 41. It's 64-23 in favor of the Rockets, who play pitch and catch on the arc.
It's Edelman, near side pass to Derek Madden. Final dozen seconds of this game. And the Rockets with a double header sweep here tonight over the visiting Houston Wildcats. Anna with a big triumph. Great second half turned in by Anna. Both teams are going to improve a lot. Each team with size, three-point shooting capability on both sides of the floor. Houston's got a little further ways to go than Anna as this program is rebuilt by head coach Caleb Flutterjohn in year number two as the head man at Houston. Nathan Barhorst told us, hey, we're shrugging off the football pads, and we've had some good practices here lately. Anna showed it tonight. 64-23 Rockets over the Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And welcome back to Anna High School. Rockets defeat the Houston Wildcats tonight, 64-23. It was 24-13 at the halftime break in favor of Anna. Houston scored the last goal, a three at the buzzer to end the second quarter, 24-13 at the break. And in less than 2 minutes to start the third quarter, it was 33-13. That was with 6:11 to go in the third, and the final tally is 64-23. You do the math, a 40-10 run by Anna over the final two quarters of this game. Each team has talent. Each team has got athleticism. Each team's got a bench. It's just simply a case of who is going to improve fastest and make the most progress in the shortest span of time over the next few to several weeks, Chuck.
Well, I think that Houston has a whole heck of a lot more to build than the Rockets do. The Rockets, they've got four or five kids. And watching them tonight, I'm impressed. I think that they're going to get their legs under them. Now, if you look at Houston, Krieger, that kid's a heck of a basketball player. They got to get List involved down there. They tried a little bit, but they just got to keep doing it. And if you're getting beat by 40, it doesn't really matter. Keep doing what you want to do to get better as the season goes on.
Right.
They got a lot of work to do.
What I noticed was the Anna football athleticism, the tenacity, the aggressiveness. It caused a lot of turnovers. It forced mistakes, and that's something that Anna, having played football, can take advantage of.
Well, they were stronger. You could see that on the floor, that they were stronger, and they just felt more confident with the basketball. They out-rebounded them 27-14. Houston only had three rebounds in the second half, and they out-rebounded them 9-2 from the free throw or from the offensive boards. 19 turnovers for Houston and only 7 for the Rockets.
Now, should we take a 2-minute break, then return with Clancy?
Sure.
Final score 64-23, Anna over Houston tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, don't forget, Barker Insurance will customize and tailor a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or make a call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Chuck, are Clancy's award winners as we look at the scorebook? Wow, Anna's got a lot of young men denning the column.
Yeah, they had a lot more scoring, a lot more balanced scoring. They were 11 of 15 from the free throw line. Houston 5 of 7, didn't get there enough. For the Rockets, they were the Houston Rockets, that's who I'm going with. For the Wildcats, they were led by Krieger with 10. They got 5 from Pollock, and then 3 each from Krim and Vandenhoevel. And then List scored 2. They scored 23 for the game. They're not going to get it done with that. On the other side, much more balanced. 15 points from Jacob Farrows. He hit 5 threes, and I think he only missed one.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had 10 from Heitkamp, 10 from Wenning off the bench. I liked him a lot. They got 8 from Chappie, 7 from Carey. Then they got 6 from Myers. I kind of like that kid, too. Then they got 2 each from Osborne and Edelman. They scored 64 for the game. My Clancy's players for Houston is going to be Ethan Krieger. And on the Rockets side, I'm going to go with Jacob Farrows.
Like the picks. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, as we close out our broadcast tonight from here at Anna, 64-23, Rockets defeat Houston. Anna on the year now 3-0, wins over New Knoxville, Fairlawn, and Houston. A date at Indian Lake tomorrow night before Anna plays Jackson Center here on Tuesday. That's a game we'll cover for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. This coming Tuesday, Jackson Center at Anna. Houston Wildcats dropped to 2-4, a fourth straight loss. Next game for Houston, away from home tomorrow night against Newton. And 1 week from this evening, Houston is at home against Bodkins. Houston now 2-4, Anna Rockets 3-0. Don't forget tomorrow afternoon, 1:45 broadcast time on scoresbroadcast.com for Fort Loramie girls at Minster. Tomorrow night, 6:45 broadcast time for Rushi at home against Minster in boys action. And as I noted, next Tuesday, count on it, Anna and Jackson Center from right here at the Anna Gym. That's next Tuesday, December 19th. As I double-check the schedule, that should be a very good SCAL contest. It's you and Bryant tomorrow while I do some babysitting before Christmas with nearly 3-year-old grandson, Crosby.
That'll be fun.
With a daughter on the way just about 3 weeks down the road.
Wow. Okay.
And Crosby is saying, little baby sister inside mommy's tummy.
That'll be the nicest he is to her, the little baby sister.
Well, we've been letting him know, you're going to tickle baby sister? You're going to tickle baby sister? A lot of fun. Enjoyed it. You online listeners, thanks for hanging around. Good ball game for two and a half quarters. Then Anna exploded. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Anna. Final score once again. Anna Rockets boys team defeats Houston 64-23.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.